That was devastating for them. And for them to come back tonight and play as well as they did and play with the heart and desire they showed against a very good Lake Superior State team, I was very, very proud of our players and really happy with their accomplishment tonight.
Coach, again, as good as it gets, just like when we played Miami for the battle of first place, now we're playing Michigan State for the battle of second place next weekend. How huge is this series for the Bulldogs?
Not at all. And I'm going to say that because, you know, whenever we build things up, it just seems like, you know what, it's big, no bigger than tonight's game was, where we needed points. And to be honest, I'm not worried about second. The guys aren't. What we need to lock in on is playing a really good, solid game on Friday night and a good game on Saturday, and everything's going to take care of itself. But we cannot get caught up in all the hype and all the excitement. That's for the fans to do. That's for the media to do. But for us, we have one thing in mind, and that's playing well Friday night.
Your thoughts on Pat Nagel's performance in net tonight?
Outstanding. That was what we needed. We talked before the game, Coach Kaufman, myself, and Coach Famac via phone, and we said that the most important thing we thought to break the streak of not winning, and then after last night's tough losses, we needed a good performance in net. We needed some timely saves, and Pat fit that bill tonight. There was a big save with about a minute 40 to go where it looked like the puck may cross the line. He reached out with a stick, scooped it out, and it never did cross the line, but what a save by him. We didn't give up a terrific amount of shots, which is a real credit to our players. I thought they did a wonderful job, but there was some big saves in there, and Pat was up to the task.
Lineup was mixed up quite a bit tonight. Before the game, you had the lineup mixed up. Is this a line that you might want to go with, or are we still making changes on a game-to-game basis?
Well, it's going to be game-to-game from the standpoint that Cody Chupp was out tonight, and he was out with a shoulder injury, and he was certainly a player that if he's healthy, he's in the lineup. And then the same, you know, Todd Pocock was out this weekend, but he's kind of gone through some difficult times here, and he's a player that's an integral part of our team as well. So, you know, I think there will be continuing changes, but I got to say that we're fortunate to have an awful lot of really good players that we feel comfortable inserting into the lineup.
Coach, we're looking forward to talking to you Friday. Have a good night.
Thank you.